Thank you, Mr. Rosen, and sorry for jumping in directly, Mr. Chair. Just to reiterate what Mr. Rosen has said, yes, the next meeting of the informal group is the 21st of January. We have a room here in Geneva, but you will also be able to connect online. As this is an informal group, of course, discussions are in English only. I did send round to SC2 Focal Points, I think in September, a request for nominations for this informal group. If after today's discussions and what you have heard, you would like to be involved in this informal group, and you have not been to date, please feel free to approach me now or write to me separately, and I'll be very happy to add you to the list of contacts and experts for the group. Of course, a full update of these activities, as Mr. Rosen has mentioned, will be provided at the Revisions Committee session in September of next year, and also in SC2 in November of next year, in addition to any potential changes that that will have been discussed by then. Before moving on, Mr. Chair, if I may, one further point on this area. I would like to remind you of a further decision taken last year at the request of the Revisions Committee and set out in its report that given the global nature of the model rules and the work, that the working party was asked to request the Inland Transport Committee that through its regular budget translation of documents of the Revisions Committee be provided in all official UN languages, and that future sessions also be held in hybrid format. This was, of course, you will recall, approved by the Working Party and also by the Inland Transport Committee, who adopted it, subject, of course, to budget availability and the other UN rules and requirements. Unfortunately, at the moment, current ECU rules do not allow us to have hybrid meetings where decisions are to be made. We don't know if this will change in the next year or so, but currently that is the situation on that point. However, there is good news in relation to the translation of the documents into all UN languages. This was not possible for our 2024 session, but we hope and expect it will be possible for the 2025 session. This awaits final confirmation of the UN's 2025 budget negotiations, which are going on in New York as we speak, but that is likely to provide a positive outcome. I shouldn't preempt it, but fingers crossed. Thank you, Mr. Chair.